Hey, Northern Michigan, this is Bob from the Grilling Guys, and I've got your Super Bowl tip for the big game. And my thought is, with all that venison in the freezer, you must have some of it ground. So let's talk about some venison sliders. Jop and I do these all the time, and they're really easy. So what I do is I'll take a pound or two of some nice venison, ground venison, and I'll chop up really fine some sweet onion. I'll add some really nice garlic EVO, and I'll throw in some crumpled blue cheese, and I'll combine that together with one of my favorite spices. And you all have your favorite spices, so it doesn't really matter. It's salt, pepper, garlic, basic. You form them into nice little patties, but make them a little bigger than you normally would, really flat. And then you throw them on a hot grill really quick so that they just sear on each side for like maybe 50 seconds. It's not very long because it's really lean. They're going to cook up quick, and that's all you need to do. So the perfect thing is a venison slider. You can do it with elk or any other wild game you've got. And we like to throw them on Hawaiian sweet rolls and maybe sometimes throw a little cheddar along with it. But sliders for the Super Bowl, wild game, that's perfect. What do you think about those, Jop?
Another great thing to do for the Super Bowl is if you've got any venison in your freezer, it doesn't necessarily need to be the best cut. If you've got some rump roast or something like that that you've cut up a little bit steak that's not necessarily your tenderloin, these work really good in a marinade. The key to the kebabs is make sure that all your cuts of meat are about the same size, because then they cook the same amount of time. And if you make some big, some small, some are going to be raw, some are going to be overcooked, and then it's just not as good. But just if you can dice it up the same size, put the vegetables on there. Love me some sweet onion.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're cleaning the wild game out of the freezer, how about if you have a pheasant in there?
Yeah. You know, you got to wrap a pheasant in bacon or something because they dry up in a hurry. Really, really lean meat.
And if you don't have a smoker, you can throw it in the oven.
Yeah, there you go, because then you don't have to mess around with turnips.
Here's my thought, too, on Super Bowl. You're going to be, if you're having a big party, which it sounds like I am now.
Only because I decided to come over.
you're gonna have to get that grill. And a lot of guys only have one grill.
Right.
So you're going to run a lot of product through it, and there might be some things that you're just going to want to sear, scorch, whatever, and get rolling, like the wings. You might not want to stand out there and get those wings perfectly done. You can just sear them up, get a good glaze on them, get some smoke on them, and then throw them on a rack and throw them in the oven. Drop them in at like 170 in the oven and just let them finish off at 170 for the next hour. They'll be done by the time the game starts.
And then you could turn that oven down and leave them in there, and they'll hold for two or three more hours.
Well, you're already at 170. It's perfect.
Right, exactly.
You're not going to go any lower than that.
Right.
And I'm thinking then you got your grill saved for anything else you want to throw on, like some flank or some sliders.
Yep, any of that stuff is really, really good. And, hey, you know what? Don't forget the micro-brewed beer.
I was just going to say that.
You want to make sure that you got a good variety, unless your brother-in-law is coming over, and then I'd get the cheap stuff out and make sure you put the good stuff
in. So what are you going to be
What
are you going to be drinking?
You know, I'm going to fall back on my buddies down at Arcadia. They've made that cheap date a year-round beer now, and it's one of my favorites.
IPA. I can see why.
Why is that?
It embodies you.
Right, it does.
And you're Dutch. You're cheap.
If you're listening earlier, Bob does the plank. I've got the body, right? Yeah, that's how that all works. But hey, Northern Michigan, thanks for tuning into the Grilling Guys each and every week. We really appreciate you listening in, and we hope you're having as much fun listening as we are talking with you. So stick with us each and every week, and we'll make sure that we try to bring you some great content.